Kia ora, ko a te reo no mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First Northland candidate is accusing Aropu, which is stymieing KiwiRail's plans to reopen the Northern Rail line, of attempted extortion. Shane Jones says the group at Opahi, about halfway between Motuto and the line's terminus at Ōtiria, are blocking the project. He says the previous Labour New Zealand First government committed $70 million towards upgrading Northland's transport connections, but the rariraru means the company could shift that funding to fixing infrastructure in the Hawke's Bay.
A tiny group of Māori landowners with no moral authority have decided to put their selfish, highly localised interests above the rest of the North. Winston and I delivered millions for the Ngāti Hine Forest. We delivered millions for that part of the Bay of Islands. And I would, my message to this tiny, unaccountable group is don't be greedy and don't play standover tactics, because the rail is needed for the 190,000 people who call Northland home. It's needed for all of the other iwi.
Shane Jones says regions are being held ransom by small groups which become obstinate and obsessive. Labour Deputy Leader Calvin Davis says dropping remaining COVID restrictions is the sensible decision. He says it's time to acknowledge all those who got to the country through the worst of the pandemic, including health workers and those who helped with the vaccination programs. The current state of the virus and improvements to the health system means risks are manageable.
If you go to the doctor or to any medical place, there's no need to wear a mask anymore. And people can still do so if they want to. And or if you get COVID, you know, there's no sort of obligation to go and isolate for 5 days. We still sort of recommend people do, but there's no obligation. Like I say, it's because seasonal flu now is putting more pressure on the hospital system than COVID is.
There were 5,500 reported cases of COVID-19 in New Zealand last week, and the World Health Organization has put the latest Omicron variant, EG.5, on its watch list, although the risk to public health risk is evaluated as low at the global level. And finally, the Master Builders Association is warning the industry could be moving from boom to bust. Chief Executive David Kelly says low interest rates and government programs triggered one of New Zealand's biggest ever building booms, but the increase in the rates over the past year has slowed activity. He says it's affecting many small builders who are good tradespeople and know how to run a business well, including many Māori firms.
We have a number of Māori owned and run businesses as part of Master Builders broadly across the industry. It's very, very significant, and there's probably a disproportionate impact on the Māori community in that respect when suddenly there isn't enough work and people get laid off.
And that was your Wātea English News.